It's 8:45. I'm Jessica Mazaros with WUSF 89.7 News. WUSF is infusing a little fun in our news with the occasional series Art Populi. This time around, we visit museums around Tampa Bay. Kathy Carter recently met up with photographer Herb Snitzer at the Museum of Fine Arts in St. Petersburg, where a few of his iconic photographs of jazz musicians are now on view.
When Herb Snitzer was photo editor for the jazz magazine Metronome in the early 1960s, he occasionally got complaints from subscribers. Why, they asked, were there not more stories about the white musicians of the era, like Benny Goodman? Snitzer says the reason was simple. The magazine was intent on covering what they knew to be true. Jazz, more than any other music, expressed the black experience in America.
Especially during that period of time, they not only had to fight the racism, they had to fight the fact that they weren't even recognized as people.
As we walk through the gallery, Snitzer reminisces about the stories behind the images and the artists in them. One of his best known was made during a summer road trip when Snitzer traveled with Louis Armstrong as his band toured the country in a converted school bus. The photo is of Armstrong holding a cigarette. It was a hot day, so his shirt is unbuttoned, and a Star of David hangs from a chain around his neck.
Given to him as a birthday present when he was a little boy, which he wore his whole life.
The necklace was given to Armstrong by a Jewish family who lived in Storyville, the same poor neighborhood in New Orleans where the musician grew up. This family also gave him money to buy his first musical instrument, a kindness Snitzer says the trumpet player never forgot.
He always had a Jewish bass player. I think that it was payback. And I'll stand by the story. It's a great story. I hope it's true.
Snitzer also spent a lot of time with one of the first ladies of jazz, Nina Simone. The two met in 1959 when they were both in their 20s, and the photographer was hired to shoot the cover for the singer's second album, The Amazing Nina Simone.
She was open, lovable, and all the other positive adjectives one could put on her.
I put a spell on you.
A photo from that session depicts Simone looking joyful with sparkling eyes and a big, wide smile. It's a bittersweet image since the singer had a long history of depression and was a victim of domestic abuse. Snitzer acknowledges that Simone's struggles changed the girl he once knew and how later in life she became known as difficult to work with.
But I loved her. You know, people wanted to always get me to say something terrible about her, but I never will.
Snitzer was also behind the lens of a famous Miles Davis photograph taken the year before he died. The African-American trumpet player is dressed entirely in black with several gold chains around his neck. The musician looks pensive as he takes questions during a 1990 press conference at the Newport Jazz Festival.
And Miles was thinking about how he was going to answer. And it was at that point, with the combination of the gold and the black t-shirt and the black skin, I couldn't stop photographing.
Davis was known for having a volatile personality. Snitzer experienced this firsthand when Davis caught him snapping photos during a concert, one supposed to be off-limits to photographers.
Now, Miles had a reputation of hitting people, and I thought to myself, he's not going to stop playing. So I just kept photographing.
And Snitzer hasn't stopped. At 86, his muse these days is the people in his home of St. Petersburg. He says he hopes their photos and the ones of the jazz musicians now on view at the MFA has helped bring all of them into better focus. I'm Kathy Carter, WUSF 89.7 News.
And tonight on All Night Jazz, music inspired by the exhibition as our jazz trip at 10 travels to the MFA.